guitarist David Leisner, and cellist Zuhl Bailey in Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of guitarist, composer, and Manhattan School of Music professor David Leisner. He won top prizes in several international guitar competitions, but his performing career was interrupted when he developed a condition called focal dystonia. In 2025, David Leisner spoke about it.
Focal dystonia is a very common condition in the music world, not just amongst guitarists, but pianists and string players, wind players, percussionists. It's all over the place. With regular finger-hand dystonia, as it were, the fingers curl into the palm without pain.
It does this involuntarily.
That's correct. You know, you'll start to pluck a chord, say, and one of your fingers or two of your fingers will start to curl into the palm, and you can kind of pick them out again. You can bring them out again, but as soon as you start playing, they curl in again.
Scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. Very, very scary. And it stops careers dead in their tracks. And for most people, it's the kiss of death to their career. In my case, I was fortunate it was not the kiss of death, probably just because I was really persistent over 12 years. First, I tried finding the answer with other people, none of whom could fix me. And then I turned inward and started doing some work that was actually pioneering work, understanding how to use the large muscles, particularly muscles even in the armpit, to engage the string when you're plucking the string. So I ended up curing myself 100% by 1996. It took me 12 years. Such a long time ago, it feels like another lifetime. But what I then did once I was cured was I started to teach other people about how to cure focal dystonia. I had almost throughout my whole playing career been very good at helping people out of injuries of various sorts. But this one, of course, was the one that stumped me. Now that I had fixed this one, I had now become something of an expert in it. So I started to help people. And of course, you know yourself, I'm sure, as a teacher, the more you teach, the more you learn. You know, you always learn so much from your students. And so with that experience behind me of working with a lot of people who had focal dystonia, I mean, I used to get several emails a week with somebody saying, I have focal dystonia, can you help me? And my answer is always yes, but I need to work with you in private lessons. Now we can do it over Zoom. And at some point, I realized I needed to get it down in words. I'd been talking about it in interviews for a long time. But I ended up writing a book in 2018, which was about the whole topic of working with injuries, curing injuries, fixing injuries, preventing injuries in general.
Okay, so what's the title of your book?
The title of the book is Playing with Ease. It's published by Oxford University Press. And people have found it extremely helpful, not just people with focal dystonia, but people with various tensions, performance anxiety, and things like that, in addition to more basic stuff about left hand, right hand. And specifically, there is that chapter 5, which is about using the large muscles, and which is how to cure focal dystonia from my point of view.
I was just thinking about this yesterday, preparing for your interview, and I was thinking, poor David, you know, guitarists are already kind of fussy, and now that he's known as this teacher who's overcome focal dystonia, he's going to get the most neurotic students of a neurotic instrument, and they're going to come to him like a bunch of little wounded baby ducklings, you know. Has that been the case?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I knew wonderful. It. That's wonderful. Well, I mean, in fact, anybody who has focal dystonia, they all are very wounded ducklings. How can it not be? You know, especially if your life mainly revolves around music and suddenly you're not able to play anymore, it really messes with your psyche, with your sense of well-being and your who are you and, you know, all those things. So they come in very wounded, and it's a very delicate situation. And I do have to play psychologist a lot in those kinds of lessons, because it's a very, very delicate psychological situation. Yeah. And so, yes, when a guitarist is affected by this, it is maybe even more so. But boy, I've had very, very wounded people, yeah. You know, all instruments come to me.
Yeah. This might be getting kind of more esoteric, out on a limb, far out there. You know, there's a whole spiritual archetype of the wounded healer, which I was thinking, oh, David's a wounded healer. If you see this archetype all the time, like there is that TV show House about the doctor, yep. who he himself, he had some sort of limp, but he was this, yep. amazing healer. I think
that describes me exactly. You know, and in fact, I had all those injuries or something close to them all along. I had little bits of all of them, and I figured out how to fix them all along. And so that's kind of what happens. You get wounded, and then you figure out how to get unwounded and how to heal from it. And then you help other people.
Yeah.
And of course, it's the most deeply satisfying thing when you're able to help somebody and they come out of that wounded space and are suddenly able to actually play again.
Our featured artist, David Leisner, speaking in a 2025 interview. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next, we'll hear him performing the Gigue from Bach's Cello Suite No. 3. Thank you. David Leisner performing the Gigue from Bach's Cello Suite No. 3. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of David Leisner. In addition to his solo and chamber music recordings, he's also recorded the Guitar Concerto No. 1 by Alan Hovhaannis.
I had a wonderful experience recording it. I recorded it in Berlin with the Berlin Radio Symphony with Gerard Schwartz conducting. And Schwartz is an incredible technician of the baton. He is amazing. The way that we were set up, I was on one side of the very large room and he was in front of me and the orchestra behind him, so to speak, from my point of view. And there was one point where the guitar and the rest of the orchestra was playing different things, almost like two different rhythms. And he was conducting with his right hand behind him towards me in one rhythm and left hand in front of him for the orchestra in another rhythm. It was quite something to see.
Sounds like a natural drummer.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
The final movement of the Guitar Concerto No. 1 by Hovhannes, featuring guitarist David Leisner and the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of David Leisner. This is a prelude by Ivanov Kramskoy. David Leisner performing a prelude by Ivanov Kramskoy. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of David Leisner. Next, we'll hear him joined by cellist Zul Bailey in music by Manuel de Falla from his set of popular Spanish songs. This is El Paño Moruno.
Thank you.
featured artist David Leisner with cellist Zul Bailey in El Paño Moruno from the set of popular Spanish songs by Manuel de Falla. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring an artist profile of guitarist, composer, author, and Manhattan School of Music professor David Leisner with him performing the Etude No. 7 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard our featured artist, David Leisner, performing the Etude No. 7 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thank you for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.